When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Tara says, hey, Ben and Kelly, wanted to reach out regarding something I found on my husband's laptop.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't snooping.
Okay.
I frequently use it, and the other day I grabbed it to print something from my email, and I noticed he had ChatGPT open, which I wouldn't have even known what that was had I not listened to your show.
Yeah, that's kind of an AI-generated website where you can, you know, it'll suggest things based on, you know, the items that you put in it.
Exactly. Anyway, I thought I'd check it out to see what all the hype was about. Well, what I found was eye-opening.
Okay.
There were a number of stories it had generated based on specifics my husband had suggested.
Okay.
These stories were very romantically graphic.
Oh.
Things I didn't even know he was into. I will say there was no mention of other women other than me.
All right, well, that's good.
But I was still a little shocked. Don't know if I should say something or maybe surprise him in real life with some of these ideas.
Hey there.
Or should this be concerning that he's clearly into things that have never really been a part of our life at all?
Mm.
Thanks so much. What do you think?
I mean, I think you go in on it.
Oh, you're all like, all right, recreate a scene.
Yeah, why not? Like, take what ChatGPT spit out and do it.
That will definitely tell him that you read what he wrote.
Well, yes.
Or what was written.
Yes, and there could be an embarrassing factor in that for sure. But, you know, based on what it is, maybe he's not even going to care.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Okay.
If that were you, Kelly.
Oh, Lord. I would probably say something before I would recreate a scene. Like, so, ChatGPT's got a sassy side, huh? That's probably how I'd start the conversation. That's probably how I'd start the conversation.
That seems on brand for you.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't like get in a little negligee and, you know, present?
Act out a scene? No. Don't
present.
And now presenting your nighttime entertainment starring me.
I mean, there are a couple people so far on Facebook that are like, I think it was meant to be private and personal, so don't bring anything up. But like a lot of people are saying, use it.
Yep. They're like, bring it to life. That's what Cheyenne said. There's no mention of other women. I'd be buying whatever I need to get that man his fantasy, LOL. Could be fun. Get a bottle of wine, tell him what you found, and go to Cirilla's.
Yeah, you know what? How about instead of a bottle, maybe get a box wine just so there maybe is a little bit more. And
a box wine?
Yeah, and just start down that path. You know, maybe it's just you and he on the evening, and just, yeah, let's see what it happens, right?
Okay. All right. Everybody is team, like, bring it to life.
I mean, all right. Let's get a guy's opinion. Derek texts us and says, mention to him that you read it. And if you're willing to try what you read, then tell him that too, because he'll be down.
Okie dokie.
All right.
All right.
Now,
Brittany says, girl, if you use that laptop frequently and he left the app open, he's totally wanting you to know the ball is in your court.
Yeah, oh. I think that's well. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he purposefully left that open. I mean,
he probably just forgot.
He probably did. Knowing how I am and knowing guys, it's
yeah, that seems more calculated than most guys would be.
More than likely, I just close my laptop and without closing the 50,000 tabs that I have open, and go about my day. All right. So if you want to chime in, you can. Would love to hear maybe your opinion. But then more importantly, I'd love to hear your story of what either you discovered and how long it took for you to discover something.
A new fun fact about your spouse?
Yeah. That's what I would like to hear.
Yeah, new fun facts.
795-1997, 795-1997. Because I think a lot of people right now are going, girl, just roll with it. Like, let's take it, learn something about your husband.
Tony just texted a GIF of Rachel and Ross. Rachel's dressing up in the Princess Leia gold bikini.
Oh, yeah, from Friends.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. 795-1997. Would love to hear your stories on the way next. Tara discovered her husband was on ChatGPT, and a number of stories it had generated were very romantically graphic. She was a little shocked, but was wondering, should this be concerning, or should she surprise him with what he, you know, searched for, things like that. And then I was kind of curious as to what you found out about your spouse after you got together. Real quick. Laura writes on Facebook, I'd use what you've learned, spice things up. You can have a conversation with them saying you stumbled upon it, then ask how y'all can do some of these things together. All right. I think a lot of people have kind of landed on that. So, yeah, I mean, if you're not disgusted by any of this, Tara, go for it.
Yeah. Sarah says, I don't know what this chat is, but I have a brain, so I can put two and two together. So I'm going to assume he knows you use this laptop from time to time. It wasn't out of the ordinary kind of a thing that you used it. You say you're the only woman he mentioned in the chats. To me, it sounds like he wanted you to see it, but wasn't sure about going about discussing it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, if you're open to the idea, some of the things, casually bring them into, you know, your life.
All right.
See how it goes.
So now what did you find out about your spouse after you got together? Got a message from a listener that she leaves 1 second on the microwave every time because she doesn't want it to beep.
I do that. I do that, especially if like people are still asleep in the house or something and you don't want it because it's loud.
But doesn't it beep when you stop it, though?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, ours doesn't.
Oh.
Now, of course, there's a loud clicking when you open the door. Like, mm-hmm. That's not a really quiet process either, but... Still, yeah, I do that.
George said, my wife can speak French.
Oui, oui.
He said, we were on vacation last February in the French Polynesia, and my wife starts talking French to everyone, talking French. We've been married for 15 years.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
He never knew she had the ability to speak French in 15 years. That's awesome.
Listen, there is no way that she did not 100% plan that.
She probably got like a Rosetta Stone or something like that before your trip, did some secret lessons so that she could like whip that out and surprise you.
Not even that. She's just, maybe she just knew that. And then this trip comes along and she's like, you know what? I'm going to blow his mind.
Quel dommage, what a loss. Here we go.
Another listener said things I learned after the fact. I thought that I was the disorganized, messy one. Turns out I was not the disorganized, messy one.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then finally, Ashley, that 3/4 of the time he spends in the bathroom is spent on his phone. For years, I thought he was just struggling with digestive issues. Listen, let me just speak as a man here, and I'm going
to
go ahead.
You don't have to, though. You don't have to. I don't think we need that picture of you in our minds, do we?
Kelly, it is my job. I have a microphone. I have a platform here. I need to speak for all men because we're a mass appeal a radio show here, Kelly. We have men. We have women. We have all types that listen, but... We do have a majority of women listeners, so maybe they don't know this.
Uh-huh.
So, as a guy, a lot of times, you do your business, but maybe you're just not ready to go back out yet.
So you just hang out in the bathroom?
Hang out
just
a little
escaping
bit.
Escaping the world for just a little longer, scrolling.
You do your Wordle. You maybe reply to some emails.
You're still doing Wordle, really?
Oh, yeah, Kelly.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's those little victories I do every single morning before the show. Okay. It just gets me going.
That's great for you.
You reply to some text messages you've been slack on.
See, that's the part. It's the emails and the text messages now that anyone's going to get from you. They're going to wonder, wonder if Ben sent that from the bathroom.
100%.
And most of them are probably going to be, yep, probably did. Probably did.
All right. Hey, thank you guys so much for all the responses. And Tara, again, back to your situation. I think you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you use that laptop often, yep. So he's not going to be surprised that you came upon it.
Right.
And so, you know, you can either choose to say, hey, I saw some sassy little ChatGPT stories, what's up? Or you just, you know, kind of not say anything and recreate one of them.
There you go.
Let us know how it goes.
That
or
is group...
actually, don't let us know how it goes.
No. Don't listen to Kelly. Up. Let us know how it goes. Take pictures. Send them to us.
Oh, God.
All right. That is your group therapy.